in our lives. We all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired. Offering opportunity to achieve greater independence, Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance. Company-sponsored 401k plans. Paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing program. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
The National Church Conference of the Blind will hold its annual church conference at the Holiday Inn Cincinnati Airport Hotel in Erlanger, Kentucky. Please join us August 10th through the 16th. You will participate in Bible teaching, workshops, tours, talent time, wonderful fellowship, and more using Braille and large print documents and hymnals. The National Church Conference for the Blind's theme this year is Why the Kingdom is the Only Way, from Ephesians 1, 2 through 14. Sunday morning worship service will be given by Dr. Enoch Williams. Spiritual messages will be presented by keynote speaker Pastor Dave Andres, Dr. Martha Moser, and Reverend Paul Weingartner. Bible teacher this year is Pastor J. Wesley Sebring. Hotel complimentary shuttle will pick you up at the airport and to and from off-site restaurants within a 5-mile radius of the hotel. Call Holiday Inn Cincinnati Airport Hotel, Erlanger, Kentucky, to make your reservations today. 859-746-5608. Only $89 per night, including continental breakfast. Join us August the 10th through the 16th. For more information, visit thenccb.com.
Who doesn't love a good cup of coffee? Well, now you can have a great cup of coffee delivered right to your door. White Cane Coffee. White Cane Coffee offers small batch, fresh roasted, single origin premium coffee made from the finest premium coffee beans. Enjoy your favorite Colombian Supremo, Colombian Supremo Decaf, French Roast, High Octane, Donut Shop, and Breakfast Blend. White Cane Coffee hires and supports workers from the blind and autistic communities and donates a portion of the proceeds to various organizations for the blind. Order your White Cane Coffee today and don't forget to mention promo code RADIO to receive your special 10% discount. The best coffee is waiting for you at whitecanecoffee.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome to your show. And we're glad to be back. Yes, we are. We're glad to be back. And I'm so glad that my co-host, my lovely wife, is feeling better so we can do the show. That's right. Last week was a best of because Lynn had, let's just say, pneumonia. That's right. She was sick for 2 weeks. Thank God she's better now. And she's going to do the show. And we are live from Orlando, Florida. And you're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Before we get started, let me introduce you to the players today. To my right, my beautiful and intelligent wife, co-host Lynn Gold. Are you there, Lynn?
I certainly am. I'm glad to be back. I'm glad we're all here. And welcome to the July 28th edition, last Sunday of July, Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And to my left, well, what can I say about him?
A lot.
A lot. The musician,
but keep it to yourself.
The musician of the crew, the very intelligent.
That's for sure.
Dave Hildebrand. Dave.
Howdy, howdy. Good evening, all boys and girls, and everyone else.
The co-host doing a hell of a job, and behind the scenes, behind the glass that Dave and I can't see, but he's there. I think he's there anyway.
He's
Chris
Shaw, phone.
You there?
He's on the phone.
I'm right here. How you doing?
Hey,
good.
Chris.
Glad you're aboard.
Hi, Chris.
I got 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread.
Nice. We're going to feed a city then, man.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, this week we have a lot to talk about.
We sure do.
Yes, we do. And let me tell you something, folks. For those folks that are turning in for the first time and want to know what this program is all about, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. We hope those folks that are sighted learn something about us folks that are blind. The show is meant to be fun, entertaining, educational, and oh, maybe you can get a job for those folks that are looking for a job. Today, well, we're going to be talking about a little bit of etiquette when you go out to eat. That's a subject that's on my mind a lot. And for those folks that are just blind, well, recently, because Lynn has a letter from somebody that we can't tell you who wrote it.
No.
But Lynn, why don't you read it first? So okay. Let the people know what we're going
to
talk
about. Well, first, I just want to give two shout-outs very quickly. I'd like to give a shout-out to Timothy Allen in Butler, Kentucky, and Kirk Adams, president of the American Foundation of the Blind. Hello, gentlemen. Okay.
Hi, guys.
Do you have any shout-outs, Mr. Dave? No.
Well, I like that one.
That's all, folks.
Yeah. All right. So, Michael, so did you have any shout-outs, Dave?
Not that I can think of right offhand.
Can you read that letter?
Okay. Well, it's not really a letter, but it's a...
an email.
A plea for help that somebody put out there on the internet. I'll just read it verbatim. I sure won't say the person's name. Hey, all you beautiful people. How the heck do I navigate a dinner plate with grace? I'm newly blind, and by the time I'm through eating, I look like a toddler who just tried utensils for the first time. Laugh out loud. At home, I just use my fingers, which is fine, but it's not very ladylike in public, so no going out to dinner for this animal until I conquer a fork. Help!
Well, let me say it this way, first of all. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that again, 407-894-1680. But like Dave and I were talking about this letter, and Dave's brought it up right away, and that is, this person hopefully has a lighthouse near her or an organization near her that can teach her
the skills
of independence for yourself when you go out to eat or when you're traveling or when you're going on a plane. That's what the lighthouses do. That's what all these organizations all over the country do.
Because it doesn't necessarily come natural. Some of these things, especially if you're newly blind, a lot of people just don't know how to approach it. They know how to hold a fork, but as far as how to not push their food right off the plate and those kind of things. So everyone's got a different style. Some people learn it. Some people went to the school of hard knocks and just figured it out as they went along. So I'd be anxious to hear everybody's different in suggestions and problems they might be having. Maybe we can figure them out together.
Well,
you know?
That's why, first of all.
And one thing I just wanted to say, and now I truly understand over the years why they hold dining in the dark throughout the country at various organizations, because I'm sighted and, you know, put on a blindfold, and it's not easy to eat when you can't see.
Well, wait a minute. I'm always the one asking you, when you put something in front of me, what is it? And you say, I'm not poisoning you. And I say, I know you're not poisoning me, but I'd like to know what I'm eating because I can't see it, so I'd like to know what's there. I always ask you. Aren't you curious what
you're
eating?
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise. What does Brenda say to you, Dave?
Well, I usually know. I mean, if it's restaurant, I'm ordering it. And if it's something at home, she would usually tell me.
Uh-huh. But let me just say this to you.
I'm interested in hearing people's comments.
My mother, she was sighted. And she got to eat all the time. And she'd always bring a big bib with her because my mother had a rather large top
shelf
top, and she'd always get food all over
it. She did.
So we always made fun.
She had a silver bib,
and then
remember?
She went out and she got herself a big, whenever she went to, she had a big bib all over it. And then people used to make fun of me, so I used to get a bib.
But it was
when
a
I was sighted.
Bib. It wasn't some it wasn't like you were in a hospital. It was a very decorative silver bib.
It was
a cool bib.
But truthfully, you know, people that can see just fine can be pigs when you go out too. And I'm certainly not going to mention any names. We've got a friend, Brenda and I, that's perfectly sighted, and she could be wearing some of her food, you know. and a lovely person too. But you'd be quite surprised.
I hope she's not listening.
Well,
no, hopefully not.
My biggest thing when we go out to eat is I love to put a lot of things on. Let's call them ketchup or
condiments.
A1 sauce, all
condiments.
The condiments. So if I'm having shrimp, I want the cocktail sauce. I like a lot of things like that. And the question is, number one, since I can't see it, I enjoy it. So now you have to ask somebody to help you, which I do all the time. But then the question is, you never know when it's enough. like I love hot sauce, so I'm putting hot sauce on everything. The question is, when I'm putting the bottle over the food, well, the question is, how much am I putting in the food?
Right.
And that becomes a problem. So, yes, I agree that some of my pluses is that I have a sighted wife, that she can help me. But when Lynn is not with me all the time and I'm eating with other folks that are blind or by myself, yeah, I have that problem.
I believe we have calls.
All right, so I got two callers for sure, and a third caller just might have to wait until we come back. They won't even have to wait because our guest caller is on the phone line.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to talk with Nigel from Boca Raton, and then we're going to try to get Sheila in.
We only have 1 minute. They might have to call after the guest caller.
Let's take Nigel.
We'll
Nigel,
just take
you
one
there,
and
Nigel?
Then we'll call later.
Nigel, where are you calling from, Nigel?
I'm calling from Boca Raton.
Hi, Nigel.
Hello,
how you
doing? Nigel.
So what do you have to say, Nigel?
Welcome back, Lynn.
Thank you.
With Mr. All of You blessed week. Dave, this is Nigel, KB4F. How did your field day go?
Hey there, went great, Nigel. Had a great time, man.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I was late nighter. I was on the air from midnight to about 10 a.m., so...
You know what, cool. Nigel? I just remembered you had that story about White Cane Coffee. We have to go to break, so I'm going to ask you if you could kindly call back after our guest caller. Because we want to hear that story.
I can do that.
Yeah, because we love to talk to you.
Call
so that.
We want to talk to you. We're going to go to break.
We're going to go to break now.
And then we come back with our guest caller.
Yeah. So hang around, okay? Hang Nigel, around. We'll talk to you in a little bit.
Okay, 7-3, Dave. We'll talk to you in a bit.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Call back. You too, Sheila. Call back later. Okay, here we go.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. We'll be back with our guest. This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone is 407-898-2483.
MaxiAids has provided the largest selection of products for blind, visually impaired, deaf, hearing, and mobility impaired for more than 33 years. We offer low prices, fast delivery, and the highest level of customer service in the special needs community. Our product line includes the largest selection of low vision, braille, and talking watches, large print keyboards, calculators, and weight scales. We also feature handheld and electronic magnifiers, CCTVs, accessible games, cooking tools, bathroom, medical aids, and so much more. Call MaxiAids at 1-800-522-6294 for a free catalog, or look us up online at MaxiAids.com. Take 10% off your first order with promo code RADIO10. Some exclusions may apply.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. with the most up-to-date technology. You'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way, Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. We have coming up right now to talk to you all, Blind and Beyond radio folks. His name is Barry Greenfield.
Greenblatt.
Greenblatt. I'm so sorry. Barry Greenblatt from Maxi AIDS.
Yes, how are you, Michael? Good to speak to you again.
Right, how are you feeling, there? Barry? I heard you weren't feeling too good.
How are you feeling?
How are you feeling?
Good, I'm feeling good. Thank you, I'm feeling good.
So tell us, Barry, about Maxi AIDS.
Well, Maxi AIDS has been in business for over 32 years, and we specialize in providing the largest selection of products for the blind, visually impaired, hearing impaired, deaf, and mobility impaired. And like I said, we've been doing it for over 32 years, and people depend upon us to help them with getting things done in their everyday life. And it's just it's such a wide variety of products we carry. We have everything from talking watches and clocks and calculators. We have talking scientific calculators. And we can help people in many facets of their lives, whether it be at work, at home, or recreation. We have a variety of accessible games. We have blind and low vision Scrabble. It's just, again, our product lines run the gamut of just about everything. We have more than 10,000 products at this time. So we have the largest variety. We do everything from lighting to sunglasses. And like I said, we've been number one in the field for 32 years. And we have a wonderful website, which is www.maxiaids.com.
Say it again, Barry. Say it again,
and,
your website. Say
we
your
have
website. Barry, say your website again.
Oh, www.maxiaids.com. That's one word, MAXIAIDS.com. We also have a toll-free number, 800-522-6294. That's 800-522-6294. And what makes MaxiAIDS unique is, number one, the variety of products that we carry, more than 10,000. Number two, the customer service that we provide. Number three, the lowest prices. It's just a wonderful company. And when people call and have a unique problem, a specific problem, they're looking for something special, our customer staff is trained to help them find whatever they need.
Barry?
And again, yes.
Hi, this is Lynn. Good evening.
Good evening, Lynn.
Hi. David and I were just talking off the air, and he says, I wonder what Maxi AIDS has for in the kitchen, utensils and gadgets in the kitchen. So, David, I wonder if you
got some special gadgets that blind people could use in the kitchen there. We were talking about eating out and stuff, and it's like I might want to decide I want to get into a little cooking or something. So,
absolutely. Well, a few of the most popular items that we have are, first of all, we have many, as we said. We have a talking microwave oven, which is an incredible product. It's a 1.1 cubic foot 1,000-watt talking microwave oven, which is fantastic. We have things like talking kitchen scales. We have the Vox 2 kitchen scale, which speaks in English, German, French, and Spanish, and you can weigh up to 11 pounds or 5 kilograms in increments of 1 ounce. It runs on four AA batteries. We also carry things like talking thermometers, talking meat thermometers. Very helpful in the kitchen.
Yeah, measuring devices like cups and yes, those kind of things.
We do have large print and Braille measuring cups and measuring spoons.
Sounds good. I think we've got someone with a question for you, Barry. Sheila
Young from Orlando, Florida would like to talk to you, Barry.
Sure.
Sheila, are you there, miss?
Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
How is everybody? Lynn, it is so good to know that you're back on the air again.
Well, thank you, Sheila. Big hug. Thank you.
Yep. Hugs to you, too. Barry, I just want to say that I am a MaxiAids customer. I have been for years. And I will let anyone out there know that anytime I order anything, your website is accessible, but not as much as it is convenient to call your customer service, because when I'm trying to order a watch or I'm trying to order a cane, your customer service people are just amazing. So I just want to say thank you for that. And
well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And we appreciate you as a customer. And anything that you need, anything that you want, always feel free to give us a call, and our customer service staff is very happy to help you.
And they are. They are amazing. So I just want to tell people out there that not everyone has a computer, so not everyone is computer literate, so they can't always get online. But the AIDS has a wonderful, personable customer service. So I just want to thank you for that.
Thanks, Sheila.
Well, thank you very much for the compliment. Thank you very much, and we appreciate you. We very much appreciate it.
And I agree 100% because I'm a customer too there, Barry, and I've had the chance to use your customer service folks a bunch, and very, very helpful. But I think especially when I call, typically I know what I want to buy, and mm-hmm. there's a lot of sighted people out there that might want to buy something for a blind friend
that.
Or, you know, so a newly blind person.
Or a birthday present.
Exactly. And I know your customer service folks have helped some sighted folks out when they really didn't know what direction, where to turn, you know. So
Barry, not to interrupt David, isn't there a promo code now that for a while that we're giving out a special?
Yes, the Radio promo 10. Code. And you know something? I had it right in front of me before.
Radio 10.
Radio 10. We're giving you 10% off for a while now, so don't forget to use it and call up. When you're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show, call up and say promo radio. Get 10% off when you're buying something right now. It's a limited offer. Go ahead. From what, Lynn?
Oh, no. I was just showing you that I wanted to say something to Barry when you're done.
Oh, okay.
Michael and I have our own little
special code.
Our own codes here. Yeah. So, Barry, I am sighted, but you know what? It's getting to the point where I need aids also. And, you probably get a lot of customers like myself, baby boomers starting to, you know, their vision is starting
just
to
just on the border, kind of.
Yeah, kind of on the border. Or people right. with macular degeneration, you know.
Sure. Well, there are a lot of things when people first start having some vision problems. There are lots of things that can be of help. Number one is the lighting.
Right.
MaxiAids carries a wide variety of lighting, task lighting. Lighting, contrast, and magnification are keys to folks that are having some vision problems see better. A task light will focus the light directly on your reading material, and contrast, the better the contrast is, the better you're going to see. And, of course, there's a magnification component, and whether you need a handheld magnifier that's two or three times or you need an electronic magnifier which will magnify up to 30 or 40 times, we have the selection, the variety, and if you give us a call, we can help you choose the item that would be best for you.
And truly help you be able to hang on to the sight that you've got. If you have some and... because having to read stuff with improper equipment is gonna mess your sight up even worse. So
if you have any questions for Barry, call in quickly while he's on the air.
You know, the other thing you had mentioned is this sun is very powerful, and protecting your eyes from the sunlight is very important. And we do carry quite a large variety of different sunwear, Noir, cocoons, and it's very important when you're going outside in the sun to wear sunglasses.
It is at that. You want to, if you got vision, you want to keep what you've got, and plus there are even in my case, I'm totally blind, but there's new scientific finds every day, and so if there's a way of in the future for me being able to see, it's going to greatly rely on my eyes being in decent condition still. So I still don't want to go out and mess them up by staring into the sun or whatever.
You're smart, David. Too,
so.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's very important to protect your eyes. Mm-hmm.
So.
Let's see. And I see you sell canes also.
Yes, we are. We carry a variety of canes. We carry the Ambutech line.
Mm-hmm.
We have the comprehensive line of canes. We have support canes. We carry literally hundreds of line items and on the canes, different sizes, four-section, five-section, rigid canes, and like I said, support canes.
Now, this is not a trick question, Barry, but I truly do not know. What is the lightest cane that you carry? Because I do think I want to get another cane at some point, and I know they've got a new kind of cane supposedly that's super super lightweight.
Well, we've had a lot of success with the graphite folding canes. We do carry the aluminum canes when we carry graphite. The graphite canes are very strong. They're lightweight. They have a greater flexural strength than aluminum canes. They stand up. And you're going to find it's going to be lighter in weight for you.
And they fold up too?
Right, they fold up. When we have them in different, we have in four sections, five sections, six sections, and in sizes ranging from 32 to 64 inches.
That's interesting that they come in different
sections. And also
with
a variety of different tips, depending on what the individual would like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The roller tips versus the...
Right. And we carry the Ambutech, we carry the Europer. Canes as well. We carry Europa as well as Ambutech.
Yeah,
so
it.
Some people would prefer, you said they come in all different increments, segments, I don't know. So some people...
Sections, right.
Sections.
If a cane, the same cane comes in four and five sections, the five sections is going to fold a little smaller.
Wow.
It's going to fold
Did
into
you know
five
that,
sections.
Michael, you can get
some
canes.
People find them more convenient. As far as cane tips, a lot of people like the marshmallow roller tip. It rolls as you're navigating.
Right. Yeah, that's what I got. So are you able to get just tips as well?
Yes, we can sell you the canes, and we also sell the different style tips. You just to specify whether you have the hook style or the slip-on type.
You know, it's funny, I never go through tips, but when I worked at Lighthouse at one time, and there's a couple of folks, they'd go through tips, and in 6 months, the thing looked like it had been chewed up by some rabbit animal or something, but so it's, everybody's got a different mobility technique, I guess.
Absolutely. And like I said, if you folks need help on what tips you're looking for, give our customer service a call at 800-522-6294, 800-522-6294, and they'll be happy to help you with any of the canes or the tips or any of the other products that you need.
Or visit maxiaids.com.
www.maxiaids.com. It's a terrific website.
Well, thank you.
And any part of you, if you missed any part of what Barry's saying,
play the show again tomorrow.
No, but it's besides that, it's on our website.
Right.
So you can go to Blind and Beyond Radio.
Right.
.org.
And I tell you what's great about Maxiaids is whether you need help with doing things in the kitchen, or whether you need help with assistance with things in school or work or at home. Maxiaids can help, and that's what we do.
You're the go-to stop for everything that you need for assistive technology. That's
talking microwaves,
like.
that's the
cool.
thing. And I think mine's about to go, so no more sticking tape and weird stuff on the on the keypad. I might just have to check into getting
Absolutely.
A talking one.
All right.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And look at there were many, many devices that we have for kitchen as well.
Where is she from?
And timers. We have timers and thermometers. Oh, okay. And hundreds of things.
We have Brandon from Fern Park of Orlando would like to talk to Barry.
Okay.
A quick question for you, Barry.
Hi, guys.
Hey there, Brenda.
You have a question for Barry Greenblatt?
I do. Barry, does Maxi-8 have something that would help a person that has hearing difficulties when someone rings the doorbell, like a light that would go on and off? I used to have one for my parents years ago, and I know that technology's changed. Do you have anything that might help our 98-year-old friend Norma when UPS rings her doorbell so the lights maybe in her home go off and on so she knows somebody's at the door?
Yes, in addition to all the products we have for the blind and visually impaired, we also carry thousands of products for people that have hearing difficulties.
Right.
And some of those products include devices, doorbell alerts, where people will ring the doorbell and a lamp will flash. We have a wide variety of these signaling devices.
Nice.
So whether it be if the phone rings, the light will flash, if the doorbell goes off, notification. We have even alarm clocks that when you set the alarm clock, you put a vibrating disc underneath the pillow, and when the alarm rings, it'll shake.
Fantastic.
Oh, yes, we have an idea.
Great.
Give us a call. We do have a number of products that do what you're looking for.
And you get a 10% discount if you say Radio 10, so it looks like Norma's getting a present.
Yes, she sure is.
All right. Well, we have to go to break, but thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling in, Barry. Hope
all right, Barry.
Thank you, Brenda.
Keep up the good job, Maxi Aids. We'll call you Monday.
Bye-bye. That's great.
That's cute.
And don't forget to say promo code 10% off.
All righty. Well,
that's right. Promo code 10. Yes.
All
right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye, thank you, Barry.
Thank you, Barry, and feel better.
Talk to you soon, Barry, again.
Be well, Barry.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for the good job.
Have a great time. Thank you so much. Bye. We appreciate your patronage, and whatever you need, give us a call at 800-522-6294.
We will. Thanks, man.
Bye-bye. Have a good week.
And if you have any questions, also go to blindbeyondradioshow.org website. You can check out
Maxi-8.
That was
main interview.
Going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Be right back with trivia.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. #BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts, and I got to drive one. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. Find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job. And they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Why use MacuHealth for visual performance and macular degeneration?
The field of supplementation has been studied for 5 to 6 decades. Nature chose this system to protect the macula. So it provided a structure, 3 carotenoids, to produce the best antioxidant for the macula. So now the current understanding is you need to have something that replenishes macular pigment. And that means you have to have mesozeaxanthin, lutein, and zeaxanthin. That product only comes in one form, and it's called MacuHealth.
Visit us at MacuHealth.com.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K through 12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Lynn, you wanted to say something?
Michael Golder, yes, I do. And what I do just have to laugh because Chris was telling me the mics are hot in my ear, and I was telling him something back. He says, I can't hear you. But then I stuck my tongue at him. He says, I got that.
I got the second part. I didn't get the first one.
All right. Anyway, Lighthouse sent me a little PSA, and I'd like to share it with you. It's a special message. They would like you to join them in celebrating a new group called Radiant Life. This is the Lighthouse Central Florida in Orlando. Radiant Life. And Radiant Life is a social group. This is really cool. That empowers women with vision loss to come together, to socialize, and to learn from our shared experiences. We want to encourage women with vision loss to be their best, feel their best, and look their best every day. We want to encourage confidence to try new things and to never allow their vision loss stop them from living their life to the fullest. Radiant Life will organize different outings for fitness, shopping, and dining, in addition to meetings with special guests to promote personal and professional development. So you're invited to attend an interest, quote unquote, interest meeting to be held on Saturday, August 3rd. I think that's this Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's a good thing I'm reading this. So you're all invited to attend an interest meeting to be held on Saturday, August 3rd from 10 a.m. to 12 noon at Lighthouse Central Florida. If you don't know the address, it's 215 East New Hampshire Street in Orlando. And then you can contact the organizers to RSVP or ask any questions you have.
That sounds like a very nice organization.
And this is really nice. So cool. They would like you to call 321-276-5836. I'll read it again. 321-276-5836. There is another number, but it's an awful lot to remember. But 407-516-815.
Put it up on our website right away tonight.
I'm going to put it on Facebook and our website.
And listen to what Lynn is saying. It sounds very nice. But people in Orlando, check it out. August 3rd.
It's for women only, though.
Women only.
Women only.
For those who are visually impaired and blind.
This Saturday, yep.
Check them out. It sounds really nice.
If you can remember this, it's the email for any questions or to RSVP, it's just Radiant Life. Run it together. Radiant, R-A-D-I-A-N-T, Radiant Life 2019@gmail.com.
So this is, is this the Lighthouse in New Hampshire?
Yeah. In Central Florida.
Sounds like
in the Central Florida
nice.
Area,
really does.
Lake County, Sumter County, Seminole County, Orange County.
Well worthwhile. And plus it's...
It's going to
build up confidence.
Yeah.
And plus it might give some people new ideas on all kinds
new friends,
of stuff like
meeting
that.
New people. Absolutely.
Well, anyway, so
sounds really nice.
Be sure and go.
So we got calls, I think, huh?
Yeah, we
got
calls.
We are loaded up with calls over here.
Before we go to calls, I'm going to say one thing. When you listen to the show, if you don't hear something or if you miss something, go to our website, because we have it all at our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Let me repeat that again, nice and slow. Anything that you miss, Lynn puts it up on our website, like MaxiAids, the phone number, everything else you need to know. It's all there.
Just click on the logo, yeah.
Blind and Beyond, don't forget the A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's the website. Check them out. Okay, who's on the line first? Where are they calling
from? All right,
from?
We're going all the way down to, down south over by the Jupiter area, Miami area. We're going to go into Aventura, Florida, and talk with our good friend Mike.
Mike, that's close to Miami, Aventura.
Right.
Yeah.
Hello,
hey,
Mike.
Hey, Mike. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine.
I have two things. Number one, concerning about the food.
Yes.
As a totally blind person, what you could do is, number one, when the waitress comes over, you can tell her that the food is, you can tell her to put the food down. When she puts the food down, tell her that she's putting the food down.
Mm-hmm.
Have her say something, or have her say what is in front of you, what's to your left, what's to your right. Or some people use it by a clock, like the meat is at 6, potatoes are at 9 or whatever.
It's a good trick, right.
Well, Mike, I would interrupt you. I have to say this. Before she puts the food down, I would say to her, pardon me, ma'am, I'm blind. Would you help me, please? That's what I always say. Ma'am, I'm blind.
Michael's
could
not
you
help afraid
me, please?
To ask.
I mean, I'll say it right to her face. Say, ma'am, and to the waitress, I'll say, I can't see you, but if you could help me, I certainly would appreciate it. And then,
right, I'm dealing with that over the place where I live. I'm trying to get the people more involved in blindness issues and trying to get them to understand, and it's a really kind of unfortunate, sensitive training, they call it. Also, I have a question. A lot of people have been asking me how to get in touch with what radio stations the Blind and Beyond radio show is. So if you could announce the different stations like Miami, WFTL, or whatever, you know, whatever stations people are listening to, it would be a great thing, help, I think. Okay?
Okay, got it.
All right,
okay,
well, thank you,
good.
Mike. Thanks for participating.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate it. Thanks for
thank
being
you.
There. Who's
okay.
next, Chris?
Who's next?
All right, let's go and talk to our good friend, Nigel.
Yay,
hi,
Nigel.
This is Nigel from South Florida, right, Nigel?
That's correct. Hey, Dave, what is your call sign again?
I'm not telling you. It's a secret.
Oh, boy.
No, W4CI. It's one of the short ones. W4 Charlie India.
Hey, Nigel.
I'm a 2x1. Okay.
Nigel, on the 18th, David and I will be here because Michael's going to be out of town, and David's got a whole bunch of ham operator information lined up for us. Right, Dave?
Yeah, I think we're going to talk a little bit about emergency communication next month.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Anyways, so what's up?
Okay. One question before I get started, and I'm going to try and squeeze all this into the allotted time, but you're going to have to cut me off when time's up. I missed, because I was on the phone before the break with you guys, the answer to the hot sauce issue. What was the answer to the hot sauce issue?
Oh, was one. Well, we haven't come to a.
We were just discussing.
We haven't come to a.
Where was I?
A meeting of the minds.
No, I said
the best way to put hot sauce on food.
Oh, you know what? I hear about hot sauce all the time. It went right over my head.
See, hot sauce comes out so fast that
right.
I found you have to do a real quick little spritzing,
yeah, right.
and try it, and then a little bit at a time.
That's
because
a good idea.
You
that
just,
makes sense.
You just can't go for it.
Well, a lot of times I put too much on. And that happens.
That's
to
what
me.
I'm saying. You got to do a real quick
on,
little
yeah.
shot.
Sometimes I'll give it to Lynn, or if Lynn's not there, I'll ask the waitress, would you mind putting on my hot sauce? And she'll say, well, do you want a lot? I say, yeah. Or if I set something else, like something on my French fries, would you mind putting that on my French fries? Because otherwise, I don't know if I'm putting on too little or too much.
And if you
much.
Ask, they're usually pretty willing.
Absolutely.
You know, they're just afraid to say something, but they're up for it.
So Nigel, tell us about the white cane
coffee.
Exactly. Let me tell you that this white cane coffee is even better than is advertised. Let me tell you what happened. Now, don't try this at home, okay? I signed up for a free membership, free monthly trial month for with Audible.com because they had a book that I wanted to listen to. So I figured, all right, well, hopefully I'll finish it before the month's over. Anyway, so before going to a meeting, the June meeting of the Gold Coast Amateur Radio Association, I decided to brew myself some white cane coffee, and you know which brand of coffee that I got, don't
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. There is only one brand, right?
White cane coffee.
Which one of the varieties did I get?
Oh, the high octane, right?
Oh, you guys know me way too. You guys know me way too well. Okay,
I think you told us that part. Yeah.
That having been understood, so
but now they got a new one. It's even stronger.
I know. You're way ahead of me. I got that, or I'm ahead of you. I've got that, and I've been trying it. Yes, the Dragon Blend.
Yes. Right.
Yes. But anyway, this is before then. This is back in June, remember. So, all right, so it was right after Field Day weekend, and I had this, you know, not just one cup. I brewed myself quite a bit. Huge mug that one of my former associates gave me as a Valentine's Day gift, so I used that. So I had a little, maybe quarter of a mug before going to the meeting. And, oh, by the way, I also infused it with some brain octane oil from Bulletproof. So I had my brain octane with my high octane, and I had my all my octanes going for full octane there. So there we go. So got back from the meeting, and I went to bed, and I'm like, I can't sleep. What's all this about here? I'm as wide awake as it is noontime. And I decided that this sleep thing is way overrated, so guess what? I got up. My computer was hooked up to the Audible server, so let's go on with the book.
All right.
All right, so chapter 10, chapter 15, chapter 20, finally around 2:30 in the morning, I decided, well, hey, maybe I'd better try and get a little bit of shut-eye anyway, because I had to be up in a couple hours so I could get ready to go to the Braille Club. See, I open the meetings for Larry on Wednesdays, every Wednesday. So I lay down, and I guess I must have nodded off for about an hour and a half, whatever. Got up on time, got myself ready, had my devotional time, and listened to a study in the book of 1 Peter. And about 5:30, turned off the TV, well, the computer, took a few more swigs of my white cane coffee, put my white cane coffee down, picked up my white cane, stepped out of the building, opened my white cane, and headed on to the bus stop.
Refreshed and ready to go.
Absolutely. I got to the Braille Club, and let me tell you, I entered that building swinging. My cane. I don't do violence. And let me tell you, that meeting got off to a high octane start that morning. So, again, I don't suggest you try this at home because it really will deprive you of sleep if you have it too late at night.
But you'll get some good reading in, and that's the important thing.
Yes, that's the thing.
I mean, Thomas Edison didn't care for sleep either. Look at all the stuff he got done.
Well, I'll tell you this much, too. I did eventually finish that book. I will interject at this point that, yes, in case you're wondering, I did finish the book within the allotted month. And how did that happen? Well, okay, I'll confess. I pulled a similar stunt a couple of nights later, and yes, I finished the book, and I even went on to the sequel, which was part of the book. So what I'm going to suggest to Bob is that he might want to contact Audible about when they go public buying shares in the company.
Oh, that's so funny. That's hysterical, Mike.
Nigel, I got to cut you off. We got to go to a trivia. So thanks for calling in.
I just wanted to share that, sorry that I missed when
that
Bob and Larry were on the call, because I was not near a phone.
Well, they'll be calling in again,
they'll
Nigel, don't
again.
Worry.
Nigel, we got to go to... Right.
Talk to you soon, Nigel.
Gotcha.
Stay well.
All right, so thank you, Nigel. Right now,
it's trivia time.
I got four people that's been holding.
Oh, my gosh.
W4CI, this is KB4S, 73.
See you, man.
Okay.
You gotta get that in.
Right now we go to the trivia.
Yeah, they'll have to hold till after
We'll get to them, though.
Yeah. We'll get to them before
the
we go to
the top of this. Well, we get to them the top
But those
of the
four
hour.
People can't do the trivia.
Oh, yeah, they're tying up the lines.
They're tying up the lines. Well, let's play the trivia, the first one.
We'll see what happens.
And we'll talk to the four people in between.
Yeah, good idea.
Right now, go to trivia time. Phone number to call in for trivia is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
This is David.
Trivia time. Dum, dum, dum.
Who sang this song?
And the four people that are on the line right now cannot win.
Only the lonely know the way I feel.
Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680.
Only the lonely
Big okay. hit in 1960.
Okay, so who was singing that song? 407-894-1680. While we're waiting for someone to call in, let's listen right now to some of the first person on the line. Who's on the line right now?
All right, we got our dynamic duo. We got our Batman and Robin. We got the United States and Canada all at the same time on this phone line right here. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, all the way from Jupiter, Florida, by way of Canada, we got the one, the only, the fabulous, the dynamic team themselves. Oh, okay. All right, okay, so
who is
get
it?
To it.
Who is it?
We got Carrie and Christine.
Carrie and Christine, okay.
It's our version of the United Nations.
Okay. Right, our version.
So
we're on the air, Carrie.
Hi, girls.
Hi.
Okay, so what's happening there? What's happening?
Well, we actually had a question for the MaxiH representative.
No, yeah, no, I think he's gone now.
But you can tell us, ask us the question, and maybe we can pass it on. Or
okay, yeah, that sounds like a plan.
We'll let you know.
Or you could call them tomorrow. Call them.
We've got connections, you know.
Okay. Now, I know for me, cheese grating is a nightmare.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, you smack
your knuckles. Now, I have a stone countertop, and I have no purchase whatsoever because my sink is an in-counter sink. There's no lip on the edge. So my counter has absolutely zero purchase, mm-hmm. and using a normal cheese grater is a do, if at best. Now, I remember my parents, I don't think they have it anymore, but I remember when I was a teenager, they had it. It was something called a mooli, and it was like a tripod with removable discs you slip in and out that were the cheese grater, and you put the cheese into this thing, you close the lid, and you turn a crank and push the lid down, and it grates the cheese for you.
That sounds familiar.
All right, well, my suggestion is, and we do need to take the other callers, too, because we're getting close to the top of the hour, that you either write to maxiaids.com, MAXIAIDS.com, or give them a call. Can you record this phone number?
Okay.
800.
Okay, we could do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Christine.
But
Karen.
You know what? I'll bet you any money that someone's going to call in and they're going to know about that mooli.
Yeah,
give
them a call tomorrow, and if they have it, don't forget to say Radio 10, and you'll get your 10% discount.
You bet.
Thanks, ladies. We have to take our
thanks,
next caller.
Thanks, y'all.
All right, Chris, who
thank
else
you.
Is on? Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Thank you, Carrie and Christine.
Okay,
you guys are the bomb.
Thank you. God bless you.
All right. Let's go to all the way from Winter Garden, Florida. He's in transition. The one and only Robert.
Robert.
From Winter Garden.
Robert?
Yes. I think we're all in transition.
And first
transition?
Time caller.
You're in transition?
First time caller.
Hi, Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, how good. You doing?
I'm all right now. I just got off work.
Well, okay.
All right.
You sounded good, man. What can we do for you today?
Are you calling your reference to tribute?
Yeah, I was calling about the trivia.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Tell me, who do you think that was?
Who do you think that was?
The Everly Brothers.
Oh.
You know,
I'm sorry.
I had faith. You know what is so funny? It was not the Everly Brothers, but the Everly Brothers had a crack at that song, which is so strange. The Everly Brothers, as well as the Beatles, had a chance to do that song.
But that wasn't your...
And decided they didn't want to do it, and so this guy decided to pick it up and made a big hit out of it. So,
sorry, Robert,
but I appreciate you calling
keep on
in.
Calling in, Robert.
And call us again, man.
Okay.
Take care, buddy.
Thank you. Anybody else, right. Chris?
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
I'll tell you in a minute
who
it was.
Who else on the line? Anybody else?
Oh,
on the line?
Yeah, we got plenty of anybody else right now. Y'all got a hotline bling over here. Let's go talk to our good friend all the way from Clearwater, Florida. You already know his name. This is the one and only Dr. Eugene. Eugene, are you there?
Eugene.
Yes,
hey, Eugene.
I never heard this name
how y'all
before.
Doing? Hey, Lynn, I'm glad you're back.
Thank you so much.
We're all
thank
glad
you.
She's
we
back.
We have you in our prayers.
Thank you
so much, Eugene.
And that is the one and only Roy Orbison.
You got it.
You are so right.
You got it.
I like his music.
Yeah, he's a good one.
And that's Eugene from Clearwater, right? Clearwater.
What did Eugene win, Michael?
He just won himself a $10 gift card from McDonald's. Good old McDonald's.
Right.
Also, Eugene.
Chicken sandwiches.
Eugene, yeah, also, tonight, well, not just tonight, We're also giving a second prize for trivia winners and from on behalf of Blindfold Games. And they would like to offer a free blindfold game with each trivia winner. But what we would like to know just on the air.
We have to have two questions.
We have two questions. And the first one, he would like to know if you have an iPhone or Apple product.
Do you have an iPhone 5S.
Oh, okay. So then,
and do you know Braille?
No.
No. So
okay. Well, I'm not sure.
He doesn't know Braille.
Okay. Well, we're just keeping track.
But he's got an iPhone.
So, yeah. I really tell you, I don't play games on my phone.
You don't? Well.
Oh, but okay. But he just wants to know. We want to know if a survey we're taking.
Okay,
very important survey.
Blindfold Games is donating a free game to each trivia winner. You can pick from over 60 accessible audio iPhone games, TV game show games, card games.
If you don't
want
it, you give it to somebody else.
Word games and many others. So if you win, which you just won, you can send an email to winner@blindfoldgames.org and you'll get a coupon for one free game along with instructions how to use it.
So he has an iPhone, but he doesn't know Braille.
Okay. All right, but
track.
He can still get the game.
I've got a tip for people about eating.
Okay, good.
When I go to the restaurant, matter of fact, I'm going to Longhorn this Tuesday.
That's one of my restaurants, yep.
When I order prime rib or steak, I tell them to give me a kitchen cut. And if they don't know what a kitchen cut is, I say, well, that's where you cut it up in the kitchen before you bring it out to me.
All right. Well, that's a good suggestion.
Excellent.
Well, I'll tell you something else. What I do if I'm having a Longhorn and I have that porterhouse, I love that porterhouse steak. Okay, I'll feel around. I'll cut up till I get to the bone, and then I'll tell you right now, in front of everybody, I'll just pick the bone up and I'll eat it. Period. And you can say whatever you like, classy, not
nothing
classy.
Nothing wrong with that.
But I eat the bone. I eat the meat all around the bone. I don't use a steak knife, and I want that. It's bone. I love it.
Waste not one.
So if you say, well, look at him.
He's and eating. Another thing, when I go and they do like a salad, I ask them to put it in a bowl instead of on a plate.
Well, that's good. Okay, we have to go, Eugene, but I just want to remind you, if you'd like to get the coupon, just write to winner@blindfoldgames.org.
We're going to break. Don't go away.
Thank you, Eugene.
All right.
Don't hang up. Got to give your address and everything else.
Okay.
We're going away. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.